Betty Rupani, a mother of four, says she cannot afford to buy water and depends on the riverbanks for water.
Our suffering is the issue of water here. If no water tanker comes by, it becomes a big issue, as you see. I've been here in the stream since the afternoon struggling to get water from the underground because there are no water taps or boreholes. We are suffering. There is no one to be our voice to take our concerns ahead.
Many people in the area go to the banks of the dried up rivers and dig down into the sand to reach water that is pulled below the surface. 27-year-old Monica Ifuho says during dry season, they depend on river banks for water.
During dry season like that, it's really very hard for us here in terms of water, whereby if you really do not go early in the morning to line up, you will not get water. And even sometimes, like the children in the house, like in the morning, because you do not, if you do not get the water in the evening, because tomorrow in the morning they wanted to go to school, and if you do not face the water in the evening like this, I think they will not go to school. And even the water is like, it's not safe, but we are just risking our life like that.
Ika Emmanuel Lobijo is a father of two who has lived in the area since 2009. He says the struggle for clean water in Juba should be addressed to avoid diseases.
The water situation is not really safe. This is very painful. The authorities are not really following up with their orders that they release out, because if they really follow it up, I don't think anyone will ever dare to come and like to drink such a water. This is not safe. This is not healthy totally. You know, bilharzia is definitely something that people should be very concerned of. And people should also look, like the fact that recently South Sudan have already mentioned that there is cholera in the corn and everything, you know. This is not safe. People are not drinking healthy water.
A South Sudanese water dealer who prefers not to be named says traffic police who demand money from drivers and other costs contribute to the high price of water in the High Lokwilili area.
The distance from this area to the river is long. The traffic police along the roads is another issue. When they stop you, you pay either 15,000, 30,000 or 40,000 SSP. And even petrol is expensive. You go like this, the traffic stops you. And now when you sell water at 3,000 SSP, you get losses. But because of humanity, I cannot watch people suffer from thirst. So I bring water in the area even though I get losses.
The Juba City Council introduced new water tariffs last October, requiring all water tankers to sell a drum of water for 2,500 South Sudanese pounds in the city and 3,500 on the outskirts of Juba. However, water tank drivers are charging higher rates because of high taxes, traffic police fees, currency fluctuations, and unstable fuel prices. For VOA News, I am Ibasi Patricia Tops reporting from Juba.